roof, get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
How much is that jar in the window?
Think anybody has a tick as a pet? Here's my pet Tick.
I hope not.
I doubt it. You don't want to do that. Well, do you have a pet, folks? Do you have a dog or cat or any of that other stuff? That as you go down the line, it gets weirder and weirder that you own it, but that's your business. You have a pet? You might want to have a quick chat with your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company.
And the doggy.
You need a ride. I don't think people think of Laclede Cab as often as they should. You gripe about, I couldn't find a place to park. And you know what? Here's a solution to that. Throw out a couple of bucks, get Laclede Cab to take you, drop you off, pick you up, and take you home and drop you at your door. That hassle's over. Because a lot of times I think people pay in parking. My goodness, probably half of what you'd pay if you just took your own private Laclede cab to where you want to go. So think about that. They have a great app. It's STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Check it out. It works great. Great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's the way this works. Dr. Doug has no monologue like Jose. We will start taking your calls as soon as I finish giving these numbers. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS, or for most of you, because it's a cell phone world, and for most cell phones, you can reach us with just *KTRS. Would you please give a big, warm KTRS welcome to Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
How is everybody today?
You know, we're great. I'll tell you why. The sun is actually out.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And
wow.
I am so AM in the PM.
Yeah, well, aren't we all? So how are you? You okay?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, you ready for calls?
I sure am.
And they're starting to stack up. We will start with Bob. Bob, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Good. My question's about my dog. She's a good-sized dog. She's a mutt. She weighs about 90 pounds. She's about 11 or 12 years old. And about 6 weeks ago, she started limping pretty good. Not to the point that she can't get up, but it's obvious.
She limping in the rear legs or the front legs?
You know, I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which leg it is.
Okay.
But probably 2 years ago, we switched to a mature dog food with the glucosamine and so on and so forth in it. And my question is there anything else I can do?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole collection of different therapies that help that. The glucosamine is only, that's kind of like the most superficial support, and that helps with cartilage, but you may already be well beyond that, and if it's a big dog like that, if your vet hasn't done it yet, you might get some x-rays of the lower back and the hips and the knees. And those are the three areas, I'm assuming it's a rear leg. It could be arthritis in the front elbows, too, but you'd see kind of a lameness pattern that will tell the vet which leg it's affecting. So, and it might be more than one. So, but on a really big dog like that, you do have some really good options. There are pains for medication. There are pains for inflammation. There are combinations of those things. There's some that are oral, some that are injectable. And I just think you need to have a sit down with your vet and see which is going to be the best protocol to try.
Thank you very much for the advice.
Bob, Bob, thanks for listening.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob.
Now, how did he know that I bet? And he's right. I'm a gambler. Yeah. It's like he's psychic.
Well, you have talked about it before.
Right? Oh, that's right. I guess
so.
Yeah. As you know, doctor, you are a chick magnet, and here's more proof of that.
Okay.
Peggy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
No, it's Peggy.
Well, I think Peggy is short for Margaret.
What?
Well, I'm a special Peggy. There's no Margaret in my
name. Wait,
is that true?
Whoa. Maggie for Margaret. Peggy, have you ever heard of anybody named Margaret being called Peggy?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Really? She's just trying to get on your good side.
I had no idea. Well, Peggy is short for...
Especially for good Catholic girls, because we're supposed to be named after saints.
I got to tell you, this is the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah,
Margaret,
me too.
The nickname for Margaret is Peggy.
Right crowds.
I've never heard this. I know that Elizabeth can be Liz or Beth, but Margaret is Peggy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right, we'll go with that. Peggy should know it's her name. What do you have for Dr. Doug?
Well, I have a 12-year-old Labradoodle.
Okay.
And at this time of year, he always, a lot of his fur kind of clumps out like that undercoat.
Mm-hmm.
But about a year ago, he was put on a prescription diet for kidney issues.
Okay.
And what I'm noticing now is his coat, it's not just like kind of clumping out like for spring. Mm-hmm. It's really dry and flaky and dull. And I'm wondering if that has to do with the food or if there's something I can supplement it with.
Yes, in both counts. And again, I'd like your vet to do this because you do have some kidney history. I don't know when the last time you had any blood work, but you'd probably want to update that and make sure you know where that stands. And then in terms of dry and flaky, sometimes it is related to the food. Sometimes it's related to thyroid levels that get low in older dogs. And supplements, there are a number of them. You want something with an omega-3 in the diet. And or a separate supplement, because the omega-6 isn't as effective, okay?
Okay.
And there are lots of products out, and most veterinarians carry some. So, again, I think especially a 12-year-old dog, you've done well, but these big dogs, they need more care once they're starting to show disease. So I think a repeat on the blood value to tell you where your kidney is, and then also some of these, talk to them about some of the food and supplements that are available. There are lots of products. Are you on a special kidney diet right now?
Yes.
Okay, which one is it, SO or?
It's KD? NF.
It's what?
NF.
Oh, NF.
I was going to say, it sounded like
Shadow. Yeah, that's a good one there.
NF? That's what I was
thinking. I thought you said enough.
She's probably thinking that. Peggy, does that help you?
That's a good one.
Yes, it does. Last question. Is fish oil an omega-3 supplement,
or is
that something different?
Well, it depends on the fish. Tilapia is an omega-6.
Right, it is 6, yeah.
And that's not as effective, but the salmon, that's omega-3. Okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Peggy, thank you. And thank you for listening. You know, the other nickname I've never understood is the nickname for John is Jack.
I know.
Jack
I
Kennedy. It's four letters. It's the same one syllable. Why would you ever want to be use a nickname if your name is John? Hey, here comes Jack Kennedy.
Do you have any friends named John that have that nickname?
No, not John Carney never goes by Jack. His dad did.
Yeah.
But I don't know one person named John who goes by Jack.
Nope, I don't either.
I have met some people like that. But, yeah, the one that was most obvious was Jack Kennedy.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the Richards of the world. It could have been Rich, but no, it's Dick.
Dick.
And sometimes it is Rich, I don't know how that one got there, too.
I think I do. I think I know how you decide, is that guy going to be a Rich or a Dick? I think he's a Dick.
Well, so, I have a personal story real quickly. I went to a extended family barbecue, and the guy that was barbecuing said, "Hey, Big Doug," and I said, "Hey, Big Dick." He didn't like that.
We don't like it either.
No.
We don't like that you just said it on our show.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
We can't have
Are we
that.
On the radio?
No.
Okay.
Let me get, let's see, Michael. Michael, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Michael.
Hallelujah. How can we help you, Mike?
Hey, Doc, I think we had the dog flu come through this house. I got two of them, and they're kind of geriatric. And on, Sunday, one of them was getting real lethargic and, was feeling hot. and made it through the night okay. And then the second one started having symptoms Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, they both were down. One of them was throwing up, but not just like clear liquids, nothing like in the morning before he even ate.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling good now, but is there anything else I could have done other than just keep them rested?
A couple points. I don't know what kind of dog food they had. Was there a change, or did you get new bags right away that could be associated with that? Or were there any treats given? Could they have gotten into something, like in the trash? Those are all important questions.
Pretty much it was all, we treat them fairly well.
Okay.
They're your patients, so you know them and stuff. And well treated, well cared
for. Any treats that you're using?
No. We use the dog food as a treat, the blue one.
They may have gotten into something. The fact that both of them responded that way tells me that there's some common element in their environment that happened. And then whenever you have a vomiting dog, the rule of thumb is don't feed them, okay?
Yeah.
You know, wait, give them at least 24, 36
and
hours.
Don't bother to clean it up because they'll eat it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well,
call your wonderful veterinarian.
I didn't clean this one up itself this time. I was shocked about that. But I had the flu as well. I mean, after the third day, I started feeling really run down. I had fever and whatnot, too. That's why I saw that thing on the news about there was an outbreak in southern Illinois. I wondered if maybe that had something to do with it.
You know, most viruses don't spread across species lines. So, I hear stories like this all the time. But in my impression would be that it's not likely that it came from you or you from them, you know, back and forth. So I think they had their own episode of something. And if it was a little, there are some things like rotaviruses that come and go. They're mild. And some people get scared because they look like parvovirus, but they can be very mild and kind of run their course.
Right. That's kind of what I've been observing, so I just want to make sure that you didn't think it was anything worse.
Yeah, and I would say that the fact that it came and went so quickly still makes me think there was something more mechanical or a foodstuff or something that they got exposed to.
Michael, did you say you're in southern Illinois?
No, I'm actually across the street from you here in Maryland Heights, but there was an outbreak in southern Illinois.
Okay, but there's something in your voice, though. You're not from around here. There's something.
No, I'm from southern Illinois, right.
There you go. I knew it. I could tell by the way he talked.
I'm like Michael, really not a dick, okay?
I'm sorry?
I'm a Michael, not a dick.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Well, we could tell that you weren't. What, Dan?
Hey, so I'm feeling pretty good. You think it's all right to go back to the deli, Doc?
To the deli?
Yeah, go back to work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, I didn't want to spread it to Dexter and the boys. All right, man, thanks a lot.
Dexter and the boys. So
God
he's
bless
not...
you guys.
Thank you,
Take
Michael.
I was going to say, do people would rub their... forget it. Their butt on the carpet. Nothing. What if you got the dog flu?
Now, how about, though, that's not what he wanted to hear. Is it okay to go back to work? Sure. Ah, crap. You know, he wanted to be able to go back and go, well, I was advised not to work today, so I'll be fishing.
I didn't know dogs could get flu.
Yeah, that's a respiratory flu. Mm-hmm. So, and that's becoming a little more prevalent. It started in Chicago area. And it's moved around a little bit, so
let's bring in another of your many female admirers. This would be Karen. Karen, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug. How's it going?
Good, Karen. How about you, honey?
Oh, wonderful. Hey, I am AM and PM.
Well, of course you are.
Dr. Doug, I have two fox white haired terriers, a male and a female.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like after a nice little rain or a shower, the dogs get aggressive with each other out in the backyard because they're fighting for the worms.
For the worms? Ew.
Yeah, they eat the worms. Now, what? I mean, they'll pull them out of the ground like spaghetti.
I have never, ever heard of this.
Oh,
remind
yeah.
me not to let them kiss me in the face, okay?
Oh, no, I don't even let them breathe on me.
Yeah. So, do they get aggressive about food, their normal food with one another?
No.
Okay.
No. It's
these
one
like
of my
treat.
Dogs will find one worm and the other one wants it.
Yeah, special treats.
Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, I think that's all it is that they just feel like, hey, these are good and I want them all. So, short of preventing it, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. They probably are fairly nutritious, actually. I'm not interested in trying.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that, you know, they weren't going to hurt in any way.
No, I mean, the worst case scenario is if they ate too many, they might get a little diarrhea just because it's new and unfamiliar to their gut.
Yeah.
But I know that I don't think the worms are anything but nutritious, actually.
They can't get worms from the worms, can they?
No, no. These are different types of worms.
Karen, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Karen sounded like she was in a good mood. Everybody's in a good mood. Do you know why? Sun's out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
True.
All right, this is Cooper. Cooper, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hey, you, Dr. Doug. Ladue, Dr. Doug. I know the family real well.
Oh,
Dr. Okay. Doug, I've got a problem. I have a dog. He's a border collie terrier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take your finger and stick it straight out, at the end is the end of the tail, and then it goes into your hand, the first finger. You take it and you bend it inward, and you got like an upside down V. Where that little crease is there, where you bend that your finger, mm-hmm. there is a new half size ping pong ball with a brown spot. Do you know what that could be? This just came on me. I had all my shots and went to the vet just about a month ago. Now I got this. I don't can't
what
figure
what the heck
out.
Are you talking about?
Unless he got stung by a yellow jacket like I did.
It's your swelling?
No, it's my dog's. I almost got stung, but there was about four or five outside because I live out in the country.
Okay,
and they were flying around, and I tried to get rid of them, but I thought I got rid of them, but I didn't. And then he was out there, and then I was feeling more because there's a lot of ticks. And I was feeling him over, and I said, what the heck is this?
Well,
I went down his tail, and then I see this thing. It's round, yeah. And it's funny
right
looking.
At the base
it's right got a brown. It started off with a brown little brown spot about 3 days afterwards, which is the size of a small fingernail. Now it's about the size of a nickel.
Yeah, I think it might be an anal gland that's enlarged and it's blocked. So it might rupture out. You might have a mess of blood and pus.
Rupture out. Oh.
Wait, is it on the tail or near the?
Right, no, it's not on the rectum. It's on the tail.
Oh, okay,
rectum. It's still
the tail. If you take your finger, your first finger, your index finger, stick it straight out, and where the fingernail is at the end, that's the end of the tail. If it goes into your hand, that's where it goes into the rectum. But if you bend it, like I said, you bend it inward, it's an upside down V, and where you've got that crease where you take your finger and bend it into your hand, it's basically half the size. It's not growing.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I was checking them out for ticks because I had six of them on me.
I don't think it's...
And I find this, and I've been to the vet
sounds to me like a little growth.
You know, Cooper, there's a guy in town who's a specialist. He's actually, they call him a detective on this tick thing. Tick Tracy.
My goodness.
I just made it up.
Do you have any idea if there's anything I could do to see if that thing will drain by itself? Because I don't know what it could be.
It could be
a tumor. I mean, it wouldn't grow that quick in a week.
Yeah, that's why I think you need... There's a good chance it's either a cyst or a pus or a solid tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Well, there you go. Our consultant said it's not
a tumor.
Okay, now it might be a tumor.
What is it?
So what, can they drain a cyst?
Again, they could, but if you don't take the capsule out, and there's a capsule around it because the body thinks it's something weird, then it's just going to fill again. So, again, somebody needs to look at that and assess it and then maybe even open it up and see what's in there.
Lance it, right?
Okay.
You can lance it. And if that doesn't work or it's solid, then you got to surgically remove it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
Come on in.
Cooper, thank you. Well...
Wow.
That about wraps it up, as they say.
Oh, I don't want to leave.
I know you don't. You'll be back in a week.
Okie dokie. Right. Thank you for letting me be here.
How about it for Dr. Doug Pernikoff? Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And their app is STL Taxi. Download it. It is a great way to get the only cab you want to be seen in if you're AM and the PM, and that's a Laclede Cab. Now, I have to do what for, Rick? Gary. I have to do what's for Gary, because he paid $300 for that. But first, we're going to go check out traffic, and then after what's what, we'll get to John Londoff. Right now, Tim Weiland's going to tell you everything you need to know about what's on the road.
Thank you, Frank. Northbound 55, they've cleared whatever it was, accident stall that was at Park, but you are jammed back to the ramp of 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, it's pretty slow now between Grand and Hampton. You had westbound 70 near West Florissant. You had an accident that was blocking a lane, so look for delays there. And southbound 270, some slow pockets from Dorset down to Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drive your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both with memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help. Go you, GoDaddy. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. I need to check and see. What, does he want to come on?
Yes.
Okay. Please welcome.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Let me get
what in the world? Edit that out. I don't want people to hear that. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, John Landolf. Yeah, the next guest. Yeah. John.
Thank you. Thank you for that warm welcome. That beep, 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 beep.
That was Peon's fault.
Pretty funny.
All right, so here's the deal. We have a listener named Gary who has said he would give $300 to Win the World Cares, which goes to St. Jude, you know, because you got two tables at the trivia night. You always do. $300 for me to tell the what's what joke. So if you don't mind, I'd like to tell that now. Now, we just told it 3 or 4 weeks ago, but hey, for $300 for St. Jude, I'll tell it again. Do you mind just being on the line when I tell
it? Does John know the joke?
John, do you know the what's what joke?
I have goosebumps right now.
Do you know the joke?
No.
Well, I think you might.
I've told you this before when we're out. I can remember a handful of jokes to your 5,000, if you can remember. No.
Well, here's the joke. Billy, little boy named, he's got a summer job working for Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards has a little kind of a sundry shop, over-the-counter, not prescription medication, but, you know, cold pills and that stuff. Just a little convenience store. And it's a small town, so Mr. Edwards and all the other merchants, they have kind of this running joke where they take young boys that work for the summer and they mess with them and they pretend that there's a thing called a what's what. Well, there's not anything such as a what's what, but Billy doesn't know that. So the merchants all have a good time kind of messing with these boys. So Mr. Edwards says, hey, Billy says, I'm out of what's what. And Billy says, I'm sorry? He said, what's what? We're out of them. Would you go down to Ted Jackson's and ask him down at Jackson's Hardware, just tell him that I sent you down because we need $2 worth of what's what. Billy says, yes, sir. Now, Billy doesn't want to say, I don't know what that is. He don't want to look stupid. So he goes down to Jackson's Hardware and he goes, Mr. Jackson, I work for Mr. Edwards. My name is Billy, and he's out of what's what. He'd like to buy $2 worth of what's what. And Jackson says, Billy, oh, man, I just sold the last what's what that we had 10 minutes ago. I am so sorry. Maybe you need to go down to Al Needham's feed store. I think he keeps a lot of what's what down there. Billy says, thank you. So he goes into Mr. Needham's feed store. He says, my name is Billy. I work for Mr. Edwards, and we're out of what's what, and he needs $2 worth of what's what. And Al Needham says, oh, Billy, he says, what's what is getting hard to come by. I haven't had any for a week. The last what's what I had was about a week ago. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck to you. Well, this kid is going from business to business, and they're all in on it. They go, well, we don't have any. So he decides, well, there's a residential area about a block away. I'll just go see people having any in their house. What's what? So he goes to a house and knocks on the door, and this beautiful, I mean stunning, young woman comes to the door. And she's just stepped out of the shower. And she, you know how they kind of put that towel up around them and over, and they do their hair thing. And she opens the door, and just as she opens the door, her towel falls and drops to the floor. Now she's nude, standing in front of little Billy. And he's just staring at her private area. And he says, what? What is that? She said, what's what? He goes, I'll take $2 worth. There you go, Gary. I hope it was worth $300. Thank you for your generosity.
Wait, Gary, that's awesome, man. $300 to...
Well, he paid $300 a couple days ago to hear Nookie Green, and he paid $300 last year to hear Nookie Green. So
a total of $600.
I'll take about 20 listeners like Gary. That'd be great. But yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of great listeners.
We do.
Here, how about Joseph Byer?
Joseph
from
Byer.
St. Peter's. Joe's listening right now. Just bought a brand new Silverado from Steve Mac Norton, Big Mac. Joseph Byer, great guy, listens all the time, and traded in a really nice 15 Silverado for a 16. Huge AM and the PM. Huge.
Joseph Byer, he's no liar. Now his world has been set on fire thanks to his new Chevrolet from London. Yeah. Thank you, Joseph.
Yes. You cease to amaze me.
Well,
you really do.
Oh, thanks.
What's it like being you? I just wouldn't know to be that talented.
You don't want to know. You really don't. No, you really don't.
It must be such a burden. You know, whenever you've had a few days of rain like we had, because it rained Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, it seemed like it rained all day Monday, and it did rain all day yesterday. Man, isn't a day like today just absolutely gorgeous?
Let me tell you something. I popped that target top off that Corvette today, and about 68, 69 degrees. It was fantastic. Sun.
This is perfect Corvette, a convertible, whether a Camaro convertible, whether it's just perfect.
And even if it's not the convertible, you know, my whole top comes off, and you just have the back glass, the back window, and I like that look even more than a convertible. So either way, it's an open air experience, and this is the perfect day for it.
So we're going to the Window World Trivia Night.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great friend Jim Lomax and John Gillette and Ken Webb, and we just put some new windows in our dealership here, the executive offices. The awesome women of Johnny Londup Chevrolet up here have been asking for some ventilation, so we put in three cross windows, three different ones in my office, one's at the head of the top of the steps, and one's in the conference room. Unbelievable. We haven't had fresh air up here since we moved in, which was, I think, March of 2009. So it's something I've been wanting to do for years, and I finally just said, enough's enough. Okay?
Now, since you mentioned Winter World, you mentioned you're going to be at the trivia night, and you have two tables. So far our two highest bidders are Sue and Bob, both at 800. I'll just ask you now live on the air, will you let Sue and Bob and their spouses or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, come over and eat some of the stuff at your table?
Of course they can.
Yeah, listen to that. Didn't hesitate. Let me tell you something, Bob and Sue, they got some food at their table.
They do, and we're going to have
Sue. Obviously, you got to be careful. Don't get in the way of McGraw-Millhaven, because, I mean, he's like a bulldozer when he starts going over that
table.
Hey,
John, Rick from Peroni's is providing food for our table, too.
And you know what? And I say our table shares pizza with John's table.
And we'll do pizza.
It's only right. Circle of Life.
Swap.
Rick sent me a menu and said to send it to the other people at the table, and they can custom order what they want, and I'll go by and pick it up and bring it.
How about that?
Bring it to trivia night.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
I mean, it's some of the greatest pizza in the world.
Oh, it is. Tremendous.
And the guys I just mentioned, Jim Lomax, John Gillette, and Ken Webb, once a month, maybe twice a month, but once a month they come up to Peroni's. The buffet during the day, I'm telling you what.
Went there yesterday.
I don't know
how they make any money on it.
Because I don't even want to know.
First of all, it's packed. They're putting out, you know, probably 100 pizzas over about a three-hour period. And there's white pasta, red pasta, the unbelievable salad. I mean, you just, when you walk out, you're like, I got to take a nap.
I was there yesterday with my daughter
Good place, man. But there's so many great restaurants here in Florissant, North County, all over. I love our Hendels in Florissant. I know you guys have been there with me, the Bennett family. I mean, it's just unbelievable food, but the service is crazy. Got the Incenzo's in Ferguson and the Ferguson Brewhouse. If you haven't been to the Ferguson Brewhouse, folks, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the beer they brew there, it's great. It really is. That's not the only reason to go. The food's fantastic, too. I should do like a food segment.
No, it sounds like maybe you should be.
Because I don't know if you know this, but I like to eat.
Well, you run it off. That's the good news. I like to eat, period. That's the end of that story. There's no other sentence. I don't burn it off.
So you would not want to go, let's say, walking. When we walked around Forest Park one Sunday morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Let me think. No.
I do that with Sandy once in a while. I'll go walking with her in Forest Park.
I'll tell you what, Mimi looks pretty doggone hot and does her running gear. So
you guys run? I just walk.
Well, we walk.
That's a good story.
Okay.
That's a good
But story. It is. And that's another thing about our city.
Stories
voted one of the number one, what is it, number one park, city park?
It is.
It's bigger than Central Park in New York.
It is, and it was, it is like the number one park in the country.
It's number one zoo.
All the major complaints in New York about all these massive structures that they're building, 40 stories, that it's blocking the sun in the afternoon, and the park goes dark at like 4 o'clock.
No, you don't want that. Our park, you got sun.
Yeah. Well, our park is gorgeous. The golf course, the boathouse, it is just, and there's thousands of people. We haven't even mentioned the zoo.
Well, 5 years ago, four or five years ago, I finally got to go to the San Diego Zoo. And I'm going to tell you something. First of all, they charge you, and it was horrible. It's not anywhere near as nice as ours.
I know, ours is.
And they act like, well, the San Diego Zoo is, no, it's not. It's not the best at all. Our zoo kicks that zoo's butt 100 times over. It's not even close. And you folks that go to San Diego, we have to see the zoo. If you've been to our zoo, you're going to be very disappointed. I'll just say that.
It's a great zoo. I mean, just great zoo. And we were zoo parents. Zoo parents, you get to spend the night. You take your kids there on a Friday, and they cook burgers and the hot dogs. Then you take a night with your kids. You take a night tour of the zoo. I mean, it's closed. It's just you and your kids and a bunch of other people and their kids. And then you take your sleeping bags and you sleep outside under the stars. And if it does rain, unfortunately, they got plenty of places inside. But it is a cool event, and yeah.
I wonder if I donated enough money if they'd let us spend the night at the zoo, but let my wife sleep in that Lion Country Safari with the lions.
Oh, I think they'd
yeah.
I let you do that.
Here I am. I'm being sincere about our great park.
Sincere.
How much I love the city of St. Louis.
I couldn't be more sincere when I say I want my wife to sleep with the lions.
Why spend the night in the lion's den?
Yeah.
She has to spend the night with you every night. That's like living in a lion's den, isn't it?
She doesn't have to. No.
And then she chooses to.
If she, you're right. She doesn't have to, though.
If she had a little ice cream, a little milk, or something like that before she went because she's lactose intolerant, then all the lions.
Well, man, that's our personal business.
All the lions would come running out going, I can't sleep there.
For those who don't recognize it, that's the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz.
I'd say that probably 98% of the people didn't recognize that at all.
Well, they will when he does this. Put him up. Go ahead.
Put him up. I wasn't going to hurt him.
See? There it is right there.
Yeah.
The cowardly lion.
Yep. That one, that was good. You rescued yourself. But go ahead, Dan, tell him what you think. Christy Thornton, your sales rep for your adorable daughter.
No, he liked her.
Oh, she looks like Frank's wife. She does. They could be sisters. I should have taken a picture of Christy and showed Frank.
If that really is true, that she looks a lot like my wife, this could be a really good thing for me, because if I get caught with Christy, I'll go, hey, honest to goodness, I thought it was my wife.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work.
It wouldn't work for Mark.
I tell you what would work, though. All right, coming into Johnny Long Dock Chevrolet and getting a great deal on the new car, new truck, pre-owned car or truck. We have probably over 900 vehicles in inventory. Personally got involved. We went on the online at LawnDock.com. We marked some vehicles down. I'm telling you, because I want to turn inventory. We got a lot of inventory coming later this month and in June and July and August. So this is the meat and potatoes of the automobile business right now. May, June, July, August. It's the months I absolutely love. And even September and October. But, folks, you're looking for a great deal. You're aiming the PM. This is your place. And, again, we talked about some service specials. We enhanced the size of our service operation. We've got over, 26, 28 techs working here now. So $29.95 for lube, oil, and filter. Just mention your AM and the PM, $29.95, $20 off induction service, and a spring special for AC, getting your AC refilled, only $89.95. And that's all discounted off of the price that we offer to other customers. So make sure, anytime, the sooner you mention your AM and the PM.
Special treatment.
And my daughter enjoyed meeting you yesterday. She did.
I enjoyed meeting her. She's adorable.
All right, John, we will send you a ton of business tonight.
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at
lawndog.com. All right. Thank you, John.
Bye, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
What, you get an Avail?
Yeah. 2010.
Need little cars. I like those cars. I guess we can do a little business here.
Yes.
And then we'll get Mr. Cleveland in here. For about 15 years, I think, we have told you about Mark and Jason. Give them a little of that spiel you do before the Playhouse for their phone number and more.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com.
Now, a lot of you, when you hear that every day, you think that's a professional announcer. They hired. No, that's Peon. Mm. That's Peon every day. It does that in the Playhouse.
It's hard to believe.
It is. Well, you've come a long way, and you've really... really improved and become a real broadcaster. Not. When you change jobs, if you have, and a lot of people do, a 401k or maybe some other kind of retirement plan, you have to decide what you're going to do with it. Because like that stuff you cleared out of your drawer and put in your little box when you left, you could take that with you. And you're going to have some questions. Do you cash it out? Do you do a direct rollover to an IRA? Do you need to pay tax on the money? How much tax? Are there penalties? What's the time period before I have to pay a penalty? Do I get some sort of favorable tax treatment because I rolled it over? What's the growth potential? Just questions. And those questions and others like them are the reason that we think it'd be a good idea if you would contact Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. MarkandJason.com. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of SIPC and NYSE. The meeting won't cost you anything, a little time. And you call them and you set it up. And if you have an advisor already, so what? Your second opinion can't hurt. Again, the website, you hear it every day, you're going to hear it in a few minutes. MarkandJason.com.
Let's go airborne and see how traffic looks with Tim Wiley. Tim?
Well, you're running pretty slow on westbound 364, the Page Extension, from just after the Creve Coeur Lake Bridge. That goes all the way through the Maryland Heights Expressway up to the Veterans Bridge before it opens up at Highway 94. Now, eastbound 44, I believe there was an incident by Highway 270 earlier. It's been cleared, but you're pretty well jammed up. Bowles up to through Highway 270. The southbound 270 was Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We looked at westbound 40. Things were slowing now from Boyle out to McCausland. We've got some slow pockets from Lindbergh, mostly in the right lane out through Highway 270. Eastbound 40 was slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. We had southbound 55 heavy now from about River to Pear, and that goes through Rivas Barracks. This traffic report is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Step up your meeting game with GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that lets you collaborate and present from anywhere. Be a meeting MVP and start your free trial at GoToMeeting.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weese.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-RHINO. Or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint. Don't
paints Rhino. Go Rhino. Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living, Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living, Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250.95.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Yo, it's me, the grill. Why don't you put down that garden hose and get over here? We got some grilling to do. So scrape my grate and lay it on me. Spicy Korean pork chops, grilled pork burritos, and double smoky ribs with bacon, bourbon, barbecue sauce. Woo-wee! I'm getting up to 350 real fast. So come on, let's grill for it. Want to grill for it this summer? Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company. 314-652-3456 or download the app STL Taxi to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, the study often finds that women think men holding a guitar are more attractive, even if they're not actually playing the guitar.
I've heard this. I've heard.
Man. And a related story, guys with an accordion are going to die alone.
Oh, boy.
Poor people. And Spanish scientists are displaying the oldest reproduction of Jesus Christ. It's on display now in Spain. Yeah, it's a selfie he took with Barbara Walters. Well, I believe it's still alive, actually. Barbara Walters, she's still around, right?
Barely.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a new survey out that shows Americans, what Americans think is going to happen by the year 2050. Not actually that far off. 71% believe cancer will be cured by 2050. 31% think Earth will be hit by an asteroid by then. 100% think Jay Leno will be back hosting the Tonight Show.
No, I believe that's true.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
What would he do without Jay having multiple gigs at night?
That's right.
Where would you be?
Well, you may know this, Frank. Today is International Museum Day. And as you might imagine, I have been to, oh my gosh, probably 300 friggin' museums during the course of my Bill on the Road travel. And so if folks are interested, they can go to facebook.com/Bill on the Road. I put together my 10 favorite museums in the United States. Folks looking for ideas for their summer travel trips, you might want to check that out. But I will tell you, my favorite museum, it's actually was tough to narrow it down to one. My favorite museum, I think, to date is the Strong Museum of Play. This is in Rochester, New York, and you can go in there and find any sort of toy you have ever thought about having, stuff you had as a kid, all age groups, whether you're a young person or whether you're an old guy, stuff that you would remember from your childhood. It is absolutely awesome. And so there you go.
Where is it again?
It is in Rochester, New York. We actually went on the way to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Mr. Benny, really cool. Mr. Benny, let's go to the Play Store.
The Bill McLevin segment brought to you this afternoon by McLean Cab, the AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill McLevin on Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
There he goes, the one and only Bill McLevin, courtesy of McLean Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Let's talk about good feet. Let's talk about your feet, your pain. Pain may not even be in your feet, and good feet could still be the solution. How does that work? Well, here's how it works. The foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the hip bone. See? It's all connected. So you can have pain in your hip, your knee, your back. You could have headaches. The other extreme, the opposite end of your body, head to toe, headaches could be coming from the way you walk and stand. That is a fact. The way this works is this. You don't need an appointment. You walk into a good feet store, and I'll give you the two locations in a minute, and they're going to probably ask you why you came in. You say, I'm in the PM, of course, then you tell them where the pain is. And then they're going to bring out a little thing that takes an imprint of your foot, and from that, they've been trained to look at that like looking at an X-ray. Know which inserts to try, and what we hope is that, like thousands of people, you will find relief right there in the store by just simply slightly altering the way you stand and the way you walk. There's one on Olive, there's one in Shiloh, Illinois. The Good Feet stores, goodfeetstlouis.com. It is 5 o'clock, Big 550.